You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, the music.
Yeah, well, this one's about sort of keeping your powder dry. Time is on our side unless we decide to pursue policies that destroy that process. You know, We've had moral leadership. We've provided a military and defense umbrella to a lot of people because it benefited us, peace in the world. And our trade policies have been exercised without a great deal of coercion. And what's now being proposed is that we will exact a price from everybody for all of this. And we should understand that the rational human, when presented with a price, we'll look at alternatives and to try to figure out what it is that might be less expensive. And the problem with this policy, this notion that we should return to the mercantile world of 1890, and we should have this sort of hegemonic outlook where we have empires that control various spheres of influence in the world, and that all the United States needs to do is sit down at a table with these leaders of these empires and divvy up the world. And this is what's going on now. We should understand that this notion that Donald Trump meets with Vladimir Putin and figures out with Vladimir Putin how Eastern Europe ought to be reordered, and then sits down with Xi and figures out what should happen in the rest of the world with respect to the Chinese sphere of influence, means that we are no longer the leader of the free world. What we're doing is looking out for the interests of the American empire, and we're recognizing the interests of the other empires in the world.
All right. Republican policy sooner or later lead to socialism and communism if you want a government, according to Tom. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call, as always. There's a couple comments I heard in the prior hour that prompted my call. One was, I think I heard you right, Sandy, when you said that, you know, they're trying to bring all these companies back. You know, the Trump administration is trying to, you know, bring manufacturing, all these jobs back. I got to say, hogwash to that. These guys are not public servants. They're self-servants. It's not their plan. Their plan has nothing to do with we the people. It has to do with grift and, you know, taking power and control themselves for the oligarchs. The domestic tranquility used to be a big deal with American people. I met with some young people yesterday, and I asked them what they thought about the future. And out of the six people, the young people I talked to, all of them said it was doom and gloom. They're scared to death. They were uncertain for themselves. They had no idea which way to turn for their careers. This whole MAGA movement has created as much angst and worry and concern and, again, domestic upheaval as any that I've witnessed in my life. So I think it's time that we get real, call these people for what they are. They're self-servants. And here, you know, we have found ourselves in the failed trickle-down Reaganomics, and they're doing everything they can to continue to pull the wool over the eyes of the people and BS their way, you know, into public, a favor so they can get all these, I don't know what you want to call it, lies and manipulations. And they can get away with it.
Okay, we got it, Mike. You want to respond to that, Sandy?
Well, I do think some of these people, Scott Bessant and Steve Moran, solve their conscience by explaining to themselves that the theories they're operating under are designed to return jobs to America. But the fact is that their behavior, number one, and the likelihood of that occurring, number two, belie that that notion. What's involved now, you know, Donald Trump actually specifically talked about returning to the Gilded Age and identified that age as the period from 1870 to 1913. What's interesting about picking the year 1913 for Donald Trump is that that's the year that the United States first started the income tax. And so he obviously believes the Gilded Age stopped when people started getting taxed on their income. And what clearly is now involved with the Trump administration is an effort to try and reduce the income tax to the barest minimum. He even talks about trying to use tariffs to replace income taxes, which of course only works if the tariffs don't work to bring jobs back, because the only way tariffs return revenue to the coffers of the United States is if the exports to the United States continue and people keep continuing to buy it and simply add the tariff price onto the price of what they pay, which turns it into a sales tax.
You know, Sandy, there are many people in this country who are average citizens who do get it. You know, they understand that things have not gotten better for them. There was this conversation about the Democrats and Joe Biden and what they didn't do for the American people and the average American citizen. And so they moved on from the Democrats and Joe Biden, because the average person was saying, especially those who voted for Republicans, that things were not getting better for them. So they moved on to Donald Trump and Republicans. And now, with all the things that they're looking at, that we're looking at, and things that are being said, things are going to be even worse for the average citizen. And all of these conversations and all the things that they're really talking about, Sandy, way above the average citizen. And the average citizen of this country does not benefit in the long run from any of these things. It's way above our pay grade. And the conversation is about the taxes on the wealthiest people amongst us. And all of it is about the wealthiest people amongst us and very little about the average American citizen.
The problem is that talking about reducing taxes only helps people who earn enough money to pay taxes. And, you know, the poor of this country, the people who live at the median income and below, or the people who live within the bottom 65% or 75% of income earners in this country, for them, taxes is not the issue. Yes, they pay taxes, and if they paid fewer taxes, they'd have a little more money. But for them, the problem relates to our healthcare system and the cost of healthcare. It relates to the cost of child daycare
and the problems of keeping a family together
when we're working.
But they're not talking about any of those things.
Yes, they aren't talking about any of those things. They're promising only the notion that reducing taxes is going to solve our problems.
All right, let's go to Marty from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Marty. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Great show as always. Yes, the question earlier, the power of America, to me, is the aura of America. The fact that everybody wants to come here, that allows for the efficient, productive society that allows for our wealth and security. Any needs that we have in industry or science, medicine, tech, those needs are filled because people want to come here. And everything you've been talking about, Sandy, is right on point. What they're doing is, in my opinion, they're trying to end that aura. And when that happens, then nobody wants to buy our bonds. As you said earlier, the reserve currency becomes, they're already talking about Brazil and a bunch of countries getting together, but not even, you haven't even mentioned cryptocurrency. Maybe that's the new future reserve currency, and Donald Trump can have his picture on the coin. So you're on point, man. I think it's the fact that people want to come here. That is the beauty of America.
All right, Marty, thank you very much for the call. Sandy?
Well, no, I think he's right that, you know, the aura of America includes all of these things. And he's right that the people of this world, when their feet are loose, walk in the direction of America today. And I think we're beginning to eliminate even that objective.
Let's go to Richard from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Richard. You say what?
Hi, guys. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, you want to hear my simple explanation of the world's economy?
Go ahead.
Well, if you sit outside and look at the planet, there's only so many people, and what is there, maybe 500 of the wealthiest people all in power. And we basically have just become, all the citizens in our country are just slaves to the leaders of the country. And they're just picking around as if they're in the middle class trying to get further ahead. They're competing like the other neighborhood in sports with the other neighborhood. They're competing on a different level, and we don't exist except for what we have. Period.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Richard. I agree with you, and Sandy. This is kind of the wealthy in this nation have made it clear that the rest of the American people don't count, and so I'm just saying they've made it clear that the rest of the American people don't count. This is about the wealthy in this nation, and it's their nation. And so it doesn't matter whether things get better for us or not. They it's like a chessboard, and they're in total control of the lives of the American citizens. The real problem about this is that the American citizens don't know that they need to mobilize and send that message back to those people who are manipulating us, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that we can't tolerate it anymore. 855-752-4842. Hang on, guys. We'll come right back to you. Sandy, you can respond on the other side.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they are as empty.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's my call. Sandy with Sandy, the music.
Well, I know a guy with blue eyes who might tell lots of lies. That was sort of an homage to him.
You know, Sandy, I was saying before we went to the break that as one of the average Americans, you know, frustrated with the wealthy amongst this nation who act as though we don't even matter. We're American citizens, too. And it shouldn't be what happens in this nation shouldn't be predicated on those who have the wealth. That's not, this is what's supposed to separate America from other nations. But in fact, that's not what's happening. So the average American and what the average American and their families need, be damned. The wealthiest amongst us have laid claim to this nation. And so the rest of us are nothing more than peons. And so, you know, at some point in time, be Republicans or Democrats, we've got to get beyond that and send a message back to the wealthiest people amongst us in this country that our lives matter as well.
Well, I think the horrifying thing about all these experiments in government that are being carried out now, and they're based on ideologies and not
of
necessarily
the wealthy,
so much
of the
on
wealthy.
You know, of the wealthy, exactly. But the notions are that they've not just laid claim to power; they've actually gotten the power. And these experiments, when carried out, will involve pain and potential downside. Every experiment involves potential failure, and maybe these involve probable failure. And the pain that will be experienced will be by Tom, Dick, and Mary. It won't be by people who have billions of dollars, because if you have billions of dollars when your wealth is cut in half, you still have billions of dollars. And so, you know, the fact is that the pain in our economy is always experienced by people at or below the median income or in that neighborhood. And so that's who they're playing with now.
You know, Sandy, you just said it. They're experimenting. Okay. A conspiracy. They're experimenting. And I know people don't like to use that term, with the lives of the American people. And so that can't be a good thing. There's no way that can be a good thing for the majority of the American people, be they Democrat or Republican.
Well, I think the only good reason for pursuing experiments where the outcome is uncertain but might be something that is desired is when you're in a bad situation, when the situation is broken, and you need to take risks in order to get from here to there. And so that's what's happened here. The people who are supporting this have been required to define the current country as broken, okay? And we've heard this rhetoric for 8 years now, which defies the reality of the situation. You know, they've attacked the economy as in terrible shape. They've attacked the government as being a monster, when the government is what it's been for 50 or 60 or 70 years. And so what they've had to do is create a straw man of the world is broken. The world as we know it here in America is broken. And we're going to have to take some big risks here to try and fix it. And what the big risks they're taking are really trying to fix it so that it's better for them.
All right. Let's go to where we're going. Oh, okay. Let's go to Brendan. Brendan, good morning to you. You say what?
I say what scares me about this conversation that you're having is leaning right into what they want to lean into. Let's get back to the kitchen table here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's screw their experiment. Screw them. I want a president. I want a manager. I don't want a king. And this guy's working his way into being a king. Each day, the crazier he gets, it seems to be people like CJ, the bromance between CJ and the rest of the white males that love this guy, it continues to grow. And we continue to get to a position where we feel more unsteady and more unsteady. I think he needs to remember that as he pushed for the Second Amendment, there are more guns in this country than there are people. And this isn't Russia. When people finally get fed up with all this, like I said in an earlier show, I don't know what it's going to look like, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but something's going to happen, and it's not going to be good. So let's get out on the street. Let's start protesting. Let's show the strength of the American people. And let's get back to the kitchen table and let's remember our vets that are suffering right now. Let's remember all the people that have had services taken away from them, farmers who have food rotting on the vine because this idiot won't feed children in schools that need, you know, in the richest country in the world, supposedly. I don't want 20 people running my country, okay? This is a country of the people, for the people, and people need to remember that. You guys have a good
week. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number, guys. Hang on. We'll come right back to you. It's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice."
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Sandy, the music.
Well, like I said, I started out talking about Teddy Roosevelt carrying walking softly, carrying a big stick. You have to know when to use your power and when not to. And that's what this is all about, this song. You know, obviously know when to hold them, when know when to fold them. And my concern that what I've been talking about today is my concern that the notion of the current president is walk loudly and swing your stick. And it's going to, my fear is that we're going to lose all the power we have. We're going to lose our station in the world and lose the dollar as reserve currency. And this experiment could have catastrophic outcomes.
So all of that having been said, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Just showing here on the monitor that the White House is telling the Supreme Court to rein in the activist judges. I mean, come on, Sandy. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, activist judges apparently are judges that don't agree with Donald Trump's disdain for the Constitution.
Yeah, but the fact that the White House can go to the Supreme Court and tell them, hey, fix this for me.
Well, you know, Justice Roberts, to his credit, admonished the president a couple of days ago about how it was that all this talk about, impeaching judges was totally out of place, that the appellate process is the way you correct errors that you think a judge might have made. Hopefully the Supreme Court will be immune and maybe we'll take umbrage at this kind of a position.
You know, Sandy, even in the face of what you just said, that Justice Roberts said, they come back today and say, hey, Supreme Court, rein in these activist judges. I mean, this is, come on.
Like I said, Donald Trump operates completely outside the norm and so far has gotten away with it.
All right, let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Well, Earl, thanks for taking my call. It's all about divide and conquer. You know, I was thinking to myself, why does CJ even call in? He doesn't listen. He's very narrow-minded, and he's got daughters and grandchildren, And here we are dismantling the Department of Education. I mean, what is left for the average American? Unless, you know, CJ makes millions of dollars. I guess maybe that's why he's pro-Trumper. I really don't know. And I'm thinking maybe he just calls in because he really needs to hear the real news, because Fox News is also calling out Trump a couple times, and he gets mad. And, of course, he says that they're not good people. How does anybody think that this is a good leader is beyond me. If this is like our poor little white males are just so hurt in this world that they have to get behind a king.
Well, thank you.
I just keep saying, wake up, America. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you very much for the call. I would say that we should stop even talking about CJ. CJ is irrelevant. And so what goes on and what we're talking about is much bigger than him. I invite CJ on because there are people in this society who think like CJ, but individually, CJ is irrelevant, like most of us are. Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, that means all of us, are the government. We're the government because we pay our taxes into this thing called the government. Second, we must get money and lobbyists out of politics. Please, everyone, go to movetoamend.org. Sign the petition to get money out of politics, especially when you're spending $100 million on a state Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin. It's ridiculous. Fight back with your vote to say hell no money in politics, and vote for Susan Crawford, and vote no on the amendment. And make sure you also, trying to think what the other thing is that's on the ballot. Superintendent, but you don't vote for that Kinzer woman. I have to say, Sandy, I love you. But you know what? Sometimes you are just too reasonable, and you sound like the Democrats that we actually criticize that are sitting in the Harvard, library or in the teacher's lounge trying to figure out the experiment that we are trying to do here. First, trickle down economics. Ronald Reagan, we have been trying this experiment for 50 years. The only thing that actually helped was FDR in the 30s, who actually brought about the New Deal. That was an experiment that actually helped people. I just would like to hear a little bit more of you not being so, you know, reasonable in terms of, oh, this is what they're doing. And da-da-da. They're not reasonable people, and they are not people that are coming to the table with any type of goodwill. These people are out for one thing, money and power. That's the experiment.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, I don't think he and I did. I just think he didn't maybe listen to me. I'm not countenancing what they're doing. I'm simply trying to identify what they're doing. And then I'm trying to identify the terrible downside of what they're doing. And I think you need to understand what the strategy is of these people, because they aren't expressing it. And their strategy is a big proposition, and it's a big experiment, and it poses a great danger to all of us. And so I think it's necessary that we do talk about it, because otherwise, if we simply arm wave angrily, if we simply wear pink dresses when we show up in Congress, we aren't going to effectively stop it.
My thing is, yes, we have to have the conversation. And it's one of the things we do on this show, and in many instances, more so than most. But you got to have a candid conversation. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Oh, thanks, Earl. Sandy, PSA that got run at the start of the hour about the lead testing, local lead testing, that kind of explains Project 2025. If you start, there's a website called Project 2025 Tracking, and there are two different versions of it. One is pro Project 2025. And when you go through each of the items, basically a lot of them have to do with pollution or corporate crimes that they want to cover up. So destroying the EPA, eliminate the Office of Environmental Justice and External Civil Rights, stop the tracking of pollution, stop the monitoring, stop the and so when you look at all of these different kinds of pollution cases, corporate crime cases that have been going on for decades, these guys have been getting away with murder. The people have slowly but surely gotten the government to start to do some of this stuff, and bam, all of a sudden Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society, they're all of a piece because they support the polluters and they don't want us to be protected. So, you know, I would just start with that. And then, of course, Trump, he's a part of what they called the corporate state.
So David, let's Sandy respond. Sandy?
Well, there's, you know, I think the telling point is that the conservatives don't like government, but they love police. You know, police are definitely the government, and the police, you know, get in people's way, but it's not inconvenient for the wealthy. But the EPA, OSHA, the FDA, the FAA, all these organizations get in the way of those who have power and money. And so these are the things we're talking about getting rid of, defunding, actually, you know, defund the government. You know, there was a big hue and cry some years ago when defund the police became a notion that some people were describing. But defunding the government is apparently just perfect. And defunding all the agencies that are inconvenient and police the activities of corporate America are particularly inconvenient.
You know, Sandy, they've been successful. Right. They've been successful in getting a segment of the American people, Tom, Dick, and Mary, if you will, to buy into that. And if they weren't successful in getting the average, you know, some of Tom, Dick, and Mary buying into it, they would have never gotten elected. They've gotten elected with that same rhetoric.
Well, I think the notion is they've persuaded the people of America there's something going, running amok culturally in America. And there are people out there, Tom, Dick, and Mary, who have a sense that they aren't liking a direction that that culture is going. And they're, and the claim is that the problem is the government. The government is the source of this misdirection. And the government, apparently the EPA, the OSHA, the Department of Education, these are all apparently the culprits in the misdirection in America, which is totally fallacious. The reason they want to get rid of all these things is taxes.
Yeah, that's, hey, that's it. More than anything else, Sandy, it's their own pocketbooks. And so the American people be damned. It's the pocketbooks of the wealthy, and their pocketbooks aren't fat enough. Okay.
Well, they would claim, and the people who support Doge have this belief that somehow Doge is there to reduce the size of the annual deficits in our budget and therefore attack the scale of our national debt. But the fact is that the same people who are carrying out Doge and sponsoring it are promoting tax reductions which far exceed the amount of savings that Doge promises to create. So they're not promising a reduction in deficits. That's baloney.
All right, let's go to Beverly. Good morning to you, Beverly. You say what?
I want to thank you for the tone of your conversation, Eric. Earl?
Yes.
You're talking about things honestly and passionately, but not with anger. And the people that are getting angry, they want people to swing at things when there's nothing to hit, and it's counterproductive. So I just wanted to thank you so much for the nature of your conversation.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the conversation is predicated on my co-host Sandy and I, and we talk about these things that are important to all of us. You know, Sandy, it is so frightening. The future of our nation is at stake. And that's what people need to understand. All the other things, you know, that's one thing. But the future of your great-grandchildren, that's what this is about, right?
Yeah.
That's really what this is about.
The nature of the America that they will live in as compared to the nature of the America that we have lived in. And I'm very worried about that because, you know, people don't seem to put much credence. I saw some polling that was done about whether people cared about individual liberties more than the comfort that they experience in life. And the polling suggested that people put much greater preference on the comforts of their life than they did on individual liberties. And I think it's only because we've all taken individual liberties for granted. We don't know what we have until we don't have it anymore. And when we don't have it anymore, it's a terrible thing.
All right. 855-752-4842 is Friday. Means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Said if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away. Run, you never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Breaking news. Cardi, if you... Oh, yeah, okay. London's Heathrow Airport, one of the busiest transportation centers in the world, will be shut down through Friday after a massive fire caused a power outage, sending hundreds of thousands of people in the UK and around the world scrambling to make alternative travel plans. There were eerie scenes at the almost empty airport. In one case, people had to haul their heavy luggage down a darkened stairwell with only a cell phone to light the way. So I've been to Heathrow Airport, and I know how massive that is, and, you know, firefighters evacuated 29 people from surrounding homes and 150 more in an exclusion zone were taken to a rest center. But anyway, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Cassandra. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl and Sandy. Well, I'm sorry to hear that news about the Heathrow airport. But, yeah, my thoughts and prayers go out to those families. I've just been listening to the show, and I have to say that in part I would agree with Tom, who called in earlier, and, you know, he stated that Sandy was a little too dispassionate about many of the economic policies he was reviewing. As you all know, I am a Biden-Trump voter. That's what they call us. The Democratic Party, they're just not messaging what MAGA or the Republicans are doing with the economy. Are you all aware that Nebraska, the state, the entire state of Nebraska, has announced that if they do not receive federal assistance, the entire state will have to file bankruptcy in 2 quarters. Now, that is a result of
Republican policies and Donald Trump's policies.
Okay. But Earl, but But you have to tell the full story.
What's the full story, Cassandra?
It is also because they are not getting enough revenues from the tax cuts that their Republican legislature passed.
So, Republican policies.
But Earl, this is the message the Democrats should be stating. Tax cuts aren't free. You have to pay for it.
No, Cassandra, let me, I hate to interrupt you, but you've got it twisted. You've got it backwards. The Republicans whom you voted for and Donald Trump, these are their policies. And you're turning around and saying, instead of ridiculing the people who put these policies in place, you're saying that the opposition should do something to stop them from hurting the very people who voted for them.
Well, if you don't tell what the other party is doing, no one will know.
But you just said the people in Nebraska, they don't need to be told anything. They're hurting because of the people they voted for. Sandy, go ahead.
Well, I just think the criticism was essentially that we were too cerebral about a discussion here and not carrying the message that Democrats ought to carry. Well, quite frankly, that isn't my job. I'm not here to carry the message for Democrats. I thought it was important that we talk about what it is that is this national economic policy that's ongoing, that's never been disclosed to us, that is hidden from us. What are these supposed objectives and what are the dangers from it? And I think that it's a compelling sort of a discussion that needs to be had, because it is an extremely preposterous experiment that's being done with us at risk. And whether or not it's the emotional argument that we ought to be caring about in terms of every day's events with respect to the Republican and Democratic contest, I don't know. But I think it's a discussion worth having.
Cassandra, go ahead.
Earl, we have to deal with facts here. Full facts in order to persuade people. That's all I have to say.
And Cassandra, four facts are, this was not occurring when Joe Biden was president. And so Nebraska wasn't concerned about having to file bankruptcy. It's only now because of, again, policies of Donald Trump and Republicans, people who you voted for. Okay? It didn't happen under...
Earl, tell your party to tell the full story. This is important information to know. Tax cuts are not free.
I understand that.
The Republican Party wants $2 trillion out of the federal budget.
I know, but Cassandra, why did you
vote for them? No, actually, the Republican Party wants $4.5 trillion.
But Cassandra, why did you vote for them? All right.
So what?
Why did you vote for them?
Earl, I voted for them because the Democrats aren't doing anything.
Well, the Republicans certainly are doing something, and it's a whole lot worse than what the Democrats would have ever done. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, thank you as always. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on Monday with Motown Mondays. Up next, Greg Bach and Jane Mattinier on there. Thank you, Cardi. See you guys on Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.